It's just about a minute after 8 o'clock. A very good Thursday morning to you. Normally, Mayor Whalen will call in around 8:30, and we'll have our conversation with him then. This morning, we are fortunate to have the mayor in a little early, and without the dumb phone glitch that we had last week that caused us to not speak to him until 10 o'clock, we welcome Mayor Bob Whalen to the program this morning. Welcome, sir.
Hey, good morning, Ed. Thanks for taking me early here.
Oh, no problem at all. We thank you very much for your time, as always. I know you got busy stuff going on here. Let's start with September right now being National Preparedness Month, and the city is urging residents to build their emergency kits and be prepared for emergencies of all kinds. And to kick off this first week, we're conducting a citywide test tomorrow. And holding a bunch of stuff throughout the week. Is the Whalen House prepared? How is the Whalen House prepared?
We hope we're prepared. You know, the city has emergency kits, you know, that we've gotten for sale. So we actually gave each of our kids one for Christmas. And, you know, we have one here, of course. And, yeah, it's you know, they talk about ready, set, go, and you've got to have you've got to think about it ahead of time. I mean, those of us who are old enough to have lived through the 93 fire remember that when it comes in a hurry, and there's no time to, you know, prepare. So you got to think ahead and, you know, have an emergency. Is there important papers I want to put in a box that I can grab and go? You know, do I have water? Do I have, you know, a little safety blanket? Do I have a flashlight? You know, all the things that you really aren't going to have time to scour around the house and say, where do I put that? So, yeah, it's just great to be prepared. And, you know, you never know when you might need it. Let's hope we don't need it. But, you know, certainly there are thousands of people in Northern California right now who are in this very situation.
Exactly. And that's why I brought that up. Exactly. There's no better feeling than having, if you have to grab and go, there's no better feeling than being prepared as you're in the car and driving off or wherever as you're leaving with a go bag, a go kit. Let's talk about the sidewalk project that's starting next week. Can you tell us about it? From where to where, and how long is it going to take?
There's two segments. This is a multi-year project that Caltrans is doing on Coast Highway. This is the northern segment that's starting. The north half of town, and it goes down to, I don't remember exactly the break point, you know, somewhere down towards the hip district. And then the second one is will come later, goes south all the way down to 7th Street in South Laguna. It's about a $40 million project. Caltrans, a number of years ago, was sued over ADA, American for Disability Act compliance. This was the settlement that they came up with. And then the city's added, we added several million dollars to augment the project. So I think this one, you know, kicks off and it'll be done sometime later in 22. And then the southern segment, I think, doesn't get done until towards the end of 2023. But, you know, we're thrilled to be able to get better, you know, access, sidewalk protection on Coast Highway, make it more pedestrian friendly. So, looking forward to that.
Right. And the safety that we get from that that's something that you can't quantify right now, but there's a safety factor there that just feels good about them doing it. I want to talk about the wildfire mitigation plan, and part of that being the evacuation plan. We've spent a lot of money on consultants. Is there a plan for every neighborhood? Have they given a plan for every neighborhood, for instance, Arch Beach Heights or just the main arteries?
Every neighborhood. There's 23, if I remember right, evacuation zones, individual zones, covers the entire city. There was a mailing a couple of years ago to, you know, of a 8.5 by 11 evacuation information form for each, you know, each neighborhood. We're going to be doing that again. Obviously, you know, you got to keep constantly reminding people and things get updated. The answer is yeah. And it won't, you know, the idea behind the evacuation plan is, you know, you don't necessarily evacuate the entire community all at once. So part of what we're, you know, we've developed is an ability to notify through, you know, NICSL, individual neighborhoods where we can say, okay, these four need to go now. The rest of them go. Look for that. I don't know exactly. It'll take a little bit of time because they're still analyzing the evacuation time study that we talked about earlier. But we will be updating materials and getting information out to people, in the next number of months, I hope.
Okay. All right. And a question about SB 9. We've spoken about it the last couple of weeks here. It now sits on the governor's desk. And if in fact the governor signs it, it's kind of blanket coverage. The same rules would apply for a city like Irvine or Rancho Cucamonga and Laguna Beach, which has very different needs. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, there actually were two bills that were passed, Senate Bill 9 and Senate Bill 10. SB 9 is the one that allows people to do a lot split of a single-family lot and, build two units on each lot. So in theory, you could get, four units on a lot. Hard to imagine that working here very well with the size of some of our lots. But, we're going to have to see how we implement that if the governor signs it. He's got 30 days to sign, so we won't know until, mid-September, late September sometime. The other bill that passed, which had a bit of good news in it, was SB 10. And this is the one that allowed anybody on a single-family lot to build up to 10 units on a lot within half mile of a transportation corridor. Fortunately, at the last minute to get that one passed, they had to insert language that made it permissive. So a city could allow it, but it's not required to allow it. So I can't imagine us allowing that here. But those two bills are on the governor's desk, and the SB 9 one in particular, we're going to have to comply with if it were signed. But, I think we'll have to do some analysis. What's the practical effect of it here? It's concerning, and that's why we opposed it all along the way. It just ended up carrying the legislature, though.
Okay, and I want to stick with the governor for a second. And you said he has 30 days to sign it. We don't know whether he'll sign it before the recall election. A couple of mornings ago, we were going over the numbers here in the state of California in that we've almost reached the threshold of 70% of all Californians, 44 million Californians, having been vaccinated. We talked about how our economy didn't collapse and the handling of COVID over the last 18 months and the fact that compared to many, many states, we were way ahead of the curve. With that said, and I'm curious as to your relationship with the state, have you found that the state has been competent? Have you found competent governance?
Having lived it day to day here on the local level, and we were constantly, interacting with the state and interpreting their rules and requirements. I thought it was a competent job. I thought it was a job well done. Was it perfectly executed? No, of course not, because day to day you're on the ground, you're making decisions, and there were some things along the way that were confusing and that were contradictory. But I thought for the most part, overall in the big picture, for the reasons you say, look at the results. I think the results are we came through it better than many states, and that was, we were the first state in the country to have a stay-at-home order that started it all off, and economic support along the way, and I think on whole it was well handled. Personally, I think it was well handled on the federal, state, and local level. I think we could have had a complete, health crisis and economic collapse if we hadn't government, which people don't, a lot of people don't like government, but I think government did its job through this pandemic on those levels.
Right, right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that great assessment. And by the way, it's coming up on October 14th. Have you been practicing the Mick Jagger strut?
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to that, Ed. We're trying to get the world record there, right?
Yeah,
would be fun if we can do it.
All right, so I'm going to send you off with some Rolling Stones here, Mayor Whalen. And as always, I know your time is valuable, and we certainly appreciate you being on air with us this morning.
Thanks, Ed. As always, appreciate it. Take care.
Okay, have a great day, sir. 8:12 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.